107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. It's an absolute pleasure, as always, to be joined by James Marshall and Jess Juritsma with Perth East and West Perth Fire Department. We have Canada Day fast approaching and lots to think about. James and Jess, it's good to see you. Thanks for dropping in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Jess, let's talk about maybe in terms of Canada Day. We got Canada Day celebrations coming up, but we got to kind of think about slowing down and think about flashing green lights on vehicles. What do you want to talk about or spotlight today?
Yes, so we're hoping that we have lots of visitors come through Perth County over the holiday long weekend. We realize there's lots of travel happening, and sometimes we have people coming through that aren't from our area, so it's a little bit different than a city department, and we have volunteer firefighters, and so they have on their personal vehicles a green flashing light, and so when you see a green flashing light coming up behind you, it means that they're headed to an emergency, or they're headed to the station to get their gear and get in the trucks and go to the emergency. So the faster they can get there, the more the better response we're going to have. So it's a voluntary action to pull over, but if you do see it, we ask that when it's safe to do so, you just pull to the side of the road and let them through so that they can get to the emergency.
Well, exactly, and something like that is so important. So when you see the flashing green light on, again, a personal vehicle, please pull over as best you can, sort of thing. Yes, when it's safe to do so.
Exactly, right? Just pull out of the way if you can, just on the shoulder of the road, and it just allows our firefighters to get there quicker. It could be, you know, your house or a friend's house or a neighbor's house that they're going to. So every second in emergency does count for us.
And something, you know, heaven forbid, you know, things happen during the Canada Day long weekend, so pull over.
They sure do. It almost more sometimes.
Yeah. Knock on wood, but there you go. So let's also talk about, you know, we're talking about getting away, you know, maybe off to the cottage or wherever, and really something to think about. We talk about safety at home, but let's talk about safety at the cottage or wherever. James?
Yeah, we expect we're going to have lots of visitors up to Perth County over Canada Day weekend, and take a second. We know that you have a plan at home. Talk with your family if you're in a new place, just like you would at a hotel. Where are we going if there's a fire? Where are we meeting? What's our plan? What's our second way out? And take a look. Sometimes cottages get forgotten as far as updating their smoke alarms, or maybe they don't have a carbon monoxide alarm. I personally always ride round with one in my car. I've got a backup that I have had to use sometimes when we're staying places, and I just leave it there as kind of a housewarming or a thank you for having us up. It makes me feel better knowing that they're safe moving forward. The other thing to think about are trailers, boats. If you have a boat or a trailer and you're spending the night in it, it is required to have a working in-date smoke alarm or carbon monoxide alarm. So just make sure that that's safe. And with some of the cooking practices, if you're using propane or barbecues or alcohol stove, something like that on a stove or on your boat, you want to make sure that you are properly protected, because sometimes it's not as easy to get out of those if a fire occurs.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And what about fire extinguishers too? A good idea to check those, especially some of those small ones that are in the corner that kind of get forgotten about.
Yeah, make sure that it's, if you have a fire extinguisher, make sure that it's accessible and easy to get to. The small ones really don't last very long at all, so never consider that as being something that's going to get you or your family out. You want something bigger. Best case is to prevent it and to pay attention. I imagine there's going to be people who are having a couple of drinks or partying a little bit. If you're doing that, always have somebody who's paying attention to the cooking and the food.
Exactly.
So that it doesn't get forgotten.
No, that's really great points again with Perth East and West Perth Fire Department. Of course, we'll share tips and more on our social media and with mystraffordnow.com. But with Canada Day coming up, let's talk about fireworks and fireworks safety that we definitely need to remind people about. Jess?
Yeah, so Canada Day, definitely a great time for fireworks, right? Lots of people are putting them on, and I think we can all appreciate a good firework. But there's definitely some hazards around having fireworks. In Perth East, the date is July 1st for fireworks to be set off. So definitely go ahead and do that. But making sure that you're careful with them, have a responsible person that's setting them off. Make sure they're a safe distance away from any structures and that type of thing. And making sure that your audience is far enough away as well. There's definitely things that can go wrong with fireworks, and at the end of the day, we don't want to have burns and that type of thing happening. So just making sure that the person putting them off knows what they're doing and making sure that the people are a safe distance away.
And not showing off or anything like that for these videos. We see some of these videos. I mean, use common sense with regards to fireworks and safety with your family and friends.
I seem to be the one that always brings up the alcohol and whatnot, but that's another key point with fireworks. is ensure that you have somebody who is able to properly light them off and make the correct decisions on what is happening. So there's lots of time to party over the weekend, but do have someone that is responsible looking after the lighting off of the fireworks.
For sure. And also, let's talk about campfires. I know we've had fire bans off and on. We've had a fairly dry spring and into a fairly dry summer, at least for starters. Thoughts about campfires? You know, we can have these get-togethers, but again, got to play it safe.
Yeah, I think really it comes down to safety of it. Campfires are awesome. We all love a good campfire, and at the end of the day, they're definitely something that should be in a contained pit, should be being watched, have a source of water nearby to extinguish it, and make sure you do extinguish it before you leave. A lot of the times, fires, you think it might be out, or it's just kind of smoldering ash as well. Those can become, a wind kicks up, they can become a big fire again. So yeah, just being responsible with it again at the end of the day, right? Common sense practices says keep an eye on it, have some water nearby, and put it out when you leave.
Exactly. James, any thoughts on that?
Yeah, just to touch base on what a campfire is. It's a campfire. It's not something that's 35 feet across and 18 feet high that has boats and couches and mattresses in it.
Very good point.
That is going to get a different response from us than if it's a normal campfire. We understand that not everybody wants to see us show up at 1 a.m. with our trucks and extinguishing something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, if you have a regular normal campfire, you've got a decent distance away from any combustibles, roughly 9 feet, and you have something to extinguish it, that's great.
Yeah, and be aware of any regulations wherever you're listening to with regards to your region, if you need a special permit for that. And James, any other thoughts in terms of any sort of you want to talk about the dump fires, if you will?
We've got a very very good burn bylaw that we look after, and if you're burning clean materials, so clean wood, cardboard, paper, you're controlling it, then that's fine. We do find different fires that are burning, like I said, with garbage and whatnot in it. If that happens, you can expect that the trucks will come out. We will put out the fire, and then that individual will get the bill for the trucks and possibly fines under the bylaw. So
okay.
We don't want our firefighters running around having to deal with that kind of malarkey. We would much rather take you to the dump or deal with it responsibly.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it's all about right there. James Marshall and Jess Jurisma with Perth East and West Perth Fire Department. And again, just a shout out for the public schools, the engagement that you've been doing, Jess, particularly in the community. You've had lots of fun.
Thank you. Yeah, I really appreciate that. It is fun. The schools in our communities are wonderful. They openly accept us into the schools. They come to our fire halls. It's excellent seeing the children out, and it's such a great learning opportunity for them. And really, hopefully, their messages and they have an experience that's going to stick with them for a long time.
Awesome. Let's have a great Canada Day, July 1st. James Marshall and Jess Jurisma with Perth East and West Perth Fire Department. Thank you so much for all the tips.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.